Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. When I was at school many years ago, I studied science, as we all do, and it was never a strong point with me. I struggled with some of the concepts. But one of the ones I remember is that everything in the universe moves when a force is applied to it. And those forces come in two forms. It's either a push or a pull. They're the only two forms of force that move an object. And I was thinking about this the other day in my journey and where I've been and where I am now. And I thought about the forces that pushed me and the forces that pulled me. And I realized that it's the pain that pushes you, but it's the pleasure that pulls you. And to put that into perspective, my relationship at the time when I was in my little dark spot a few years ago was a painful relationship. There was a lot of arguments, a lot of tension, a lot of friction. There was disagreements about things. There was no support, no encouragement for either of us, really. And it just wasn't pleasant at all. So one of the things that made me end the relationship and start on the path that I was on was the pain of that pushed me to do something. But what pulled me out of my, I suppose, painful situation was the potential for my future, my potential to have a relationship that was what I wanted it to be, with love and support and encouragement and accountability and all of these things that should be in a good relationship. So even though there wasn't a relationship that I was chasing, I was using the potential forces to pull me out of my pain. I also have used this with my money situation, with my health, with my career and where it's going, all of these different aspects of my life, my relationship with my children, I've used that. So all of these things, I used the pain to drive me forward. That was what propelled me. And then the potential pleasure in the future. I mean, a lot of things aren't guaranteed, but if you've got an idea of where you're heading, you've at least got a chance of getting there. But it was that potential and knowing where I wanted it to be, or potentially where I wanted it to be, that pulled me forward out of my pain. So what I want to ask you today is, what's pushing you and what's pulling you? And if you don't have both forces, you're not going to move forward as fast. If you're just getting out of the pain and you've got nothing to go to, you tend to be a little disorientated and not having a direction. And I found for myself that it was only once I had a direction that me moving forward was a lot easier. So look at where your pain is, and then look at where your pleasure can be relating to that situation. So whether it's a relationship or money or your health or your children, your career, all of these different aspects, look at your pain to drive you forward and look at what your pleasure is, your potential pleasure to pull you forward. So you've got a starting point and a finishing point. Although, of course, your finishing point's going to change as you change and reach it and everything like that. But you've got to have those two points to drive you forward. And I only thought about this the other day, and that was the only time I really moved forward, was once I realized that I had somewhere I could go to. So I put up with a toxic relationship and all of those things that were related to that relationship, the money and the career and everything like that. I only put up with that because I didn't have somewhere to go to. It was only once I decided I had a position of potential pleasure that pulled me out of the pain. I had the desire to get out of the pain because of how painful it was and the situation I was in. But it was only once I had a destination that I could actually extricate myself from it. So that's your homework for today. Look at your pain. Decide what your potential pleasure is, and you'll start to realize there's a path you can follow to get out of it. So again, same as all my podcasts, it's just raising your awareness, giving you as many different viewpoints as I can, something that'll snap you awake, something that'll inspire you to inspire yourself, really, because as much as it's great you listening to these podcasts and you going, wow, that was really cool, unless you can get yourself going, you're just going to end up stalling after a period of time. It's your responsibility, and once you take that responsibility and have your pain and your pleasure, it's amazing how much your life can move forward. So that's today's podcast. Have a ponder. Send me an email if you want to. The7bigquestions@yahoo.com. I'd love to have your feedback. Ask for my introductory ebook, and we'll catch you at the next podcast. And remember, you've got the choice. Always have, always will.